Saying his reign was filled with light and joy, Pope Benedict met with his cardinals today, including Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. It was one of his last acts as Pope before his resignation becomes effective later today and Benedict leaves Rome. Then O'Malley and the cardinals begin the process of selecting a new Pope. Among the many people paying close attention to the process are clergy sex abuse victims and victims' advocates from Boston. Most say the next pope faces an unfinished job, addressing the impact of the scandal on the archdiocese here and on the entire Catholic Church. And as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, opinions are mixed on the question of whether O'Malley should be a candidate for pope based on how he's handled the issue.
A pivotal moment in the clergy abuse crisis was the first direct meeting between abuse survivors and the Pope in 2008. At that meeting was Bernie McDade of Peabody, who says while the event was important, he felt it was largely symbolic for both survivors like him and for Pope Benedict.
He grabbed my hands, and he wouldn't respond to anything I said. He would nod his head, yes, 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 my son. There was no dialogue.
Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley arranged the meeting, bringing not only survivors like McDade, but a book with the names of 1,000 survivors from Boston for the Pope to bless. McDade says O'Malley has proven that he's the person who can and should lead the world's Catholics.
Cardinal O'Malley should be the next Pope, not because I get along with him or like him. In fact, I disagree with a lot of what he's done in Boston. He knows, to some degree, what he's up against, and that it's not going to go away.
The crisis has not gone away, but has exploded since 2003. That's when O'Malley replaced Cardinal Bernard Law, who left Boston because he covered up for abusive priests. With experience handling abuse cases in Fall River and Florida, O'Malley reached out to Boston survivors. He settled abuse lawsuits, and he changed church policies, especially those on working with children. The Vatican appointed O'Malley to help with the Irish abuse crisis in 2010, work for which O'Malley was widely praised. But his critics say O'Malley's actions are more public relations than substantive reform.
This is a man who has a track record of being brought in to dioceses that are in an uproar and of quieting the anger and restoring calm. He has restored calm. But he has not been more transparent.
Ann Barrett Doyle is with the Boston-based group bishopaccountability.org, which tracks abusive priests around the world. She points out that it took years for O'Malley to release a list of accused abusive priests, and when he did in 2011, it was not complete.
What's disturbing is that his public relations is so successful that he's now being considered as Pope. As Pope, he would be nicer to victims, but just as protective of accused priests.
Some say the cardinals might look for other qualities in the next Pope, beyond how they've dealt with abuse. They point to the dwindling number of Catholics in the Boston Archdiocese, down from 2 million in 2004 to 1.8 million in 2011. Peter Bore with the Council of Parishes says O'Malley has neither the personality nor the administrative experience to be the next Pope.
Cardinal O'Malley has many strongly positive attributes. The very difficult work that he's done on clergy sex abuse, plus his experience in the field, he does not have any hands-on experience inside the Vatican bureaucracy.
Bore says understanding church hierarchy will be essential for the next pope because there have been new crises, such as what's known as VATA leaks, the leak of sensitive information from inside the Vatican.
As we saw last year in this VATA leaks scandal, at some of the highest levels of the Vatican bureaucracies, there are people who are working against one another in public, which is causing great embarrassment to the church.
Bore will be in Rome when the cardinals are expected to begin the conclave to elect the next pope. Once the cardinals set the conclave date, Bore says things will probably move quickly. He says since 1958, the longest conclave has taken just 4 days. As for O'Malley, he is now in Rome among the cardinals who will choose the next pope. He'll also meet with Pope Benedict today on his last day as pope. O'Malley wrote to Bostonians on his blog this week saying, while everyone wants to root for the home team, and he's honored to be part of the process, no cardinal goes to the conclave with ambitions to be elected pope. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.